This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Today, a special report we're calling Tough Choices about how poor people make decisions with their money. It's in partnership with our Wealth and Poverty Desk and KPBS in San Diego. In this part of the show, getting by. And getting by for some means finding little slices of joy in the midst of hard times, something comedian Justin McKinney is quite familiar with. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Tess.
You know, a lot of the stuff that you joke about has to do with your upbringing. A poor kid in rural New Hampshire. I can't imagine that it was necessarily funny at the time.
No, not only was it not funny at the time, but actually looking back, it's not even funny now.
No.
like I could remember school picture day. Like that was the day when you kind of realized that you weren't one of the rich kids because the rich kids were like, up at the front of the line with, like, packet A, 15, 10 by 12s, you know, 1,000 wallet size. And I'm way back at the end of the line. I have, like, packet Q, and it's, like, one picture, and it's, like, a Polaroid of the rich kid. So it's stuff like that that I would notice growing up.
Well, you know, this whole show today is about tough choices that poor people have to make when it comes to money. And we've heard a little from a family and a researcher who studies the psychology of poverty. Anything you can relate to here?
Well, I think it's all about choices. And everyone's situation is different. I mean, I like to say that I'm not white trash. I'm like a step above that. I'm more like white clutter. And
can I just tell you, I feel kind of uncomfortable laughing.
No. Don't be uncomfortable. When you don't laugh, that's even more uncomfortable.
Okay.
At least if I get laughter out of it, it actually feels good. But no, it's like I will go to a restaurant, and a lot of people do this. You can't just pick whatever you want without looking at the prices. So I would go to a restaurant and not even look at the entree list. I would go right to the prices. You know, the waitress would be like, what are you in the mood for tonight? And I'd go, I guess the additional topping, I guess, is what I'm in the mood for. And then as a dad, I'm always making these choices. You know, my wife's like, oh, my boy who's 5 now wanted to take karate and swimming lessons. I'm like, well, we can't do both. I say swimming lessons. And she's like, well, I think karate. I go, what's better odds? That he's going to end up being around water or he's going to get jumped by a pack of pre-Kers, right? I think swimming. So we ended up going with the swimming lessons, and I got a really good deal. I signed him up in an online course.
An online swimming course?
Online swimming course, yes.
Excellent.
And look, and I got to tell you right now, I'm feeling kind of guilty because my 4-year-old, he's now 5, but when he was 4, he heard the ice cream truck coming for the first time ever. And he's like, Daddy, what's that? I'm like, that's a tornado warning. Get in the house.
What is it about poverty, do you think, that seems to breed comedians? I mean, so many of your fellow funny men and women grew up poor like you.
When my brothers and I get together, we will sit and laugh about things that we had growing up. You know, I mean, I remember not having a hair dryer, and we would literally dry our hair over the oven. And what's a blow dryer? 12 bucks? I don't know. And we just look at that as funny. I mean, whether it was the haircuts we got, you know, our hair got cut the whole time by our parents. So I think it was just, it's just easier to laugh at things, you know. And I think that's where it kind of comes from.
Your latest special is called A Middle Class Hole, which is no surprise about your transition from poor kid to middle class dad and husband. How has that transition been for you?
It's been a challenge. I mean, look, I am even now, I mean, I'm very happy where I'm at, but I'm still even making, I mean, people are like, are you starting to save money for your kids' college? And I'm like, college, I'm trying to put them through daycare right now. Daycare is like college. It's 25 grand a year for my 2 kids in daycare. That's not even to live on campus. They have to come home every night. So, but it's been, you know, my wife and I got married in December in Massachusetts. And people are like, you got married in the winter in December in Massachusetts? What are you thinking? I'm like, I'm thinking it's cheaper.
It's cheap. Yep.
I mean, I know it was risky being an outdoor wedding. So it's just stuff like that, constantly making decisions. It is tough. And I'm trying to think of how I'm getting cab fare to get back to my hotel when I get out of this interview.
How about we subsidize that for you?
No, I'm kidding.
Justin McKinney's taping a new special on October 20th called Pain and Ice Cream in Manchester, New Hampshire. Justin, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Tess.